minutes past 11. This is Michael Scott, WKLO. Communicates. Would you believe it? It's basketball time again. Somewhere sandwiched between baseball and football, round ball on the college level begins. Tonight at Freedom Hall, the DeCrum's nationally acclaimed Louisville Cardinals beat the Brazilian National All-Stars 89-76. A veteran Louisville team does not have too much trouble with the touring team from Brazil. A rather small crowd of 3,263 see the Cardinals take early command and out-rebound the smaller Brazilians 58-39. Louisville is led by Alan Murphy, who poured in 22 points. Junior Bridgman follows with 16 points, and Ike Whitfield, a 6'8" junior college transfer, has 13 points. Bill Butler tops Louisville in rebound with 13 retrieves. Hey, bud, got a toy for Tot? That story is next on WKLO Communicates.
Clean it, St. Matthew.
Today kicks off the WKLO Toys for Tots program. That's not a December television program replacement. It's a system through which you can see a concert put on by WKLO and at the same time make Christmas meaningful for a lot of your poor neighbors. All you have to do is take a toy with the buck or more to any Kentucky Fried Chicken store and in return pick up your ticket. The Marines take the toys and dish them out to the kids around here that otherwise wouldn't have a Christmas. The concert itself is at Freedom Hall on December 9, and there are a lot of big groups coming to town to play for nothing. Her name is Nancy Phillips, but Hugh Hefner and the boys in Chicago call her the corporate cancer because she's eating a hole in the side of Playboy that may take a long time to heal. Nancy and three other bunnies go before the New York Commission on Human Rights to charge Playboy with sexual and age discrimination. What is it that Playboy has done?
Well, they have fired eight girls on a premise that they called bunny image, loss of bunny image, and it is a very vague and undefinable term. They can't really pinpoint any specific thing, and since the men don't get rated, none of the bartenders or busboys or any of the other male employees don't get rated, we feel as if this is a sex issue. And also, every girl that has been fired is 28 or over and have been with a company for 7 years or more.
Nancy claims Playboy is much like Watergate, the Nixon re-election campaign. Does she think she'll ever be Playmate of the Month?
Oh, I doubt very much if I would ever be the Playmate of the Month, because in Chicago they call me the corporate cancer. I guess they think I'm eating a hole in their organization. Well, it started with us taking everyone out on strike in 1968 or 67, and we've had one run in after another.
And if you're thinking of becoming a bunny, Nancy tells it straight like it is.
You work very, very hard, 9 hours without a break on 3-inch heels, which are mandatory, in costumes that aren't always that comfortable, and carrying very heavy trays in very strained working conditions. Sometimes 15 people in a 10 by 10 foot room.
Well, just to end it, Nancy says on a best night, not too many guys try to pick her up, and besides, it's company policy not to date customers. A survey of above average high school students shows that about an equal number smoke grass and have premarital sex, and it isn't as many as you might think. Only 28% of the students, all of whom have A or B averages in school, say they smoked pot. 28% also say they engage in premarital relations. As late as today, the Congress gives the president emergency energy powers. The city school says it's possible for a longer vacation at Christmas, that instead of cutting the school week to 4 days. The energy crunch is something we all have to cope with now, but perhaps not next year. Russell Brown is a truck driver by trade. He's also an Einstein of his own. Russell Brown has built a car engine in his basement. Non-polluting, fuel-conserving engines. The engine runs on compressed air. The system uses two compressed air tanks powered by a regular automotive electrical system. The air powers a two-cycle, piston-driven mechanism, which will drive the car. Now, this thing's really beautiful, says Brown. It doesn't use gas, and it doesn't pollute.
No more pollutant here than putting air in a tire and letting it out once again. If we had any exhaust, it would only be pure air, which we would do no more harm to it than run it through a window fan.
Russ, do you have one of these in your car yet?
No. I have a little four-cylinder German-made engine that is out of a little station wagon, compact station wagon, that's ready to sit back in there. And I propose just as quickly as possible to get it on the road. I've been advised by my attorneys until we had the patent not to put it in public use.
How long until that driver on the block?
Oh, I would would propose 3 to 6 months.
Brown says this engine will cost less than the car you buy on the lot today. Although it doesn't need a lot of things, it will need some more batteries. WKLO, communicating at 1116.
Vince recorded.
That's Big O, the tire people.
Kentuckiana communicates the Kennedy assassination. What was your reaction?
I couldn't believe it because it was the first, you know, I'd heard about assassinations, but I'd, you know, never in my time, there'd never been one, and I was really shocked.
Elizabeth Black, Louisville. Louisville environment, just ahead of much more music with Ron Lake. Look for cloudy and foggy with afternoon showers. Pollution index is 54 in the acceptable range. Low 50, high tomorrow 63. In Lexington, it's 48. Bowling Green, 52. And in Louisville, it's 51 degrees. This is Michael Scott. It's 10 minutes past 11. This is Michael Scott, KLO, communicates.
Sons of former slaves and the sons
slain. In those 5 years, the civil rights movement has taken a turn for the better. There are now black mayors in cities such as Los Angeles, Detroit, and even King's hometown, Atlanta. The days of the black setting their own neighborhoods on fire are in the past, and there are no signs of return. Around the country, the courts are ordering school districts to rid themselves of segregation, allowing the black student the same right to an education as a white child. It's 10 minutes past 11. This is Michael Scott. KLO, communicate.
Away from doing concerts for so long.
Would you go again now?
one of the things about him and about the band is that they are very competent performers and musicians, and you actually do go and see something done very, very well. And it's, there's obviously a lot of personality involved with Dylan, but it's also well, the closest thing that I guess that I've seen in rock music to, you know, like going to a symphony and sitting down and listening to the music that is being played, rather than sort of going to a, I mean, some kind of an event that involves a lot of personality or whatever.
The word out of Chicago once again was that Bob Dylan added new material to go along with the classics of his old material. The Boston Gardens, did you notice any new material at the Dylan band concert?
There are about two or three songs that I think are supposed to be coming out on whatever album he produces next. Those would be the only new things that I know.
All right, Joe, you say you saw Dylan now 10 years ago in Louisville, back when he was first starting out. Could you possibly compare the concert that you saw 10 years ago to the concert that you saw within the last 10 days?
I'm not sure I can answer that because, like, this is 10 years later, and he's obviously sort of developed in ways that you didn't know were going to happen, you know, 10 years ago. And the sort of electric music that he does now has come a long way beyond that, because that was just at the point after Newport when he was first starting to use electric instruments. And it's also, like, you know, 10 years after a lot of political events and whatever. So, I mean, the basic elements, I guess, in the performance were the same. It's just 10 years later and 10 years more experience and more songs and that sort of thing.
Well, they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're left all alone. But I would not feel so all alone.
Pine Records has opened a new shop in the Cardinal Shopping Center.
Kentuckiana communicates the greatest accomplishment of the late Dr. Martin Luther King.
He really tries to bring out the black people, you know. He didn't really care about fighting. You know, God told him not to fight and everything. So, without that, they made it.
Tijuana Brooks, Louisville.
Louisville environment just ahead of much more music with Dan Mason. Look for partly cloudy and unseasonably warm. Pollution index 55 in the acceptable range. Overnight low 43, high tomorrow 65. In Lexington, it's 55, Bowling Green 58, and in Louisville, it's 57 degrees. This is Michael Scott.
Today kicks off the WKLO Toys for Tots program. That's not a December television program replacement. It's a system through which you can see a concert put on by WKLO and at the same time make Christmas meaningful for a lot of your poor neighbors. All you have to do is take a toy with the buck or more to any Kentucky Fried Chicken store and in return pick up your ticket. The Marines take the toys and dish them out to the kids around here that otherwise wouldn't have a Christmas. The concert itself is at Freedom Hall on December 9, and there are a lot of big groups coming to town to play for nothing. Her name is Nancy Phillips, but Hugh Hefner and the boys in Chicago call her the corporate cancer because she's eating a hole in the side of Playboy that may take a long time to heal. Nancy and three other bunnies go before the New York Commission on Human Rights to charge Playboy with sexual and age discrimination. What is it that Playboy has done?
Well, they have fired eight girls with a premise that they called Bunny Image, loss of bunny image, and it is a very vague and undefinable term. They can't really pinpoint any specific thing, and since the men don't get rated, none of the bartenders or busboys or any of the other male employees don't get rated, we feel as if this is a sex issue. And also, every girl that has been fired is 28 or over. Been with a company for 7 years or more.
Nancy claims Playboy is much like Watergate, the Nixon re-election campaign. Does she think she'll ever be Playmate of the Month?
Oh, I doubt very much if I would ever be the Playmate of the Month, because in Chicago they call me the corporate cancer. I guess they think I'm eating a hole in the organization. Well, it started with us taking everyone out on strike in 1968 or 67, and we've had one run in after another.
And if you're thinking of becoming a bunny, Nancy tells it straight like it is.
You work very, very hard, 9 hours without a break on 3-inch heels, which are mandatory, in costumes that aren't always that comfortable, and carrying very heavy trays in very strained working conditions, sometimes 15 people in a 10-by-10-foot room.
Well, just to end it, Nancy says on a best night, not too many guys try to pick her up, and besides, it's company policy not to date customers. A survey of above-average high school students shows that about an equal number smoke grass and have premarital sex, and it isn't as many as you might think. Only 28% of the students, all of whom have A or B averages in school, say they smoked pot. 28% also say they engage in premarital relations. As late as today, the Congress gives the president emergency energy powers. The city school says it's possible for a longer vacation at Christmas, that instead of cutting the school week to 4 days. The energy crunch is something we all have to cope with now, but perhaps not next year. Russell Brown is a truck driver by trade. He's also an Einstein of his own. Russell Brown has built a car engine in his basement. Non-polluting, fuel-conserving engines. The engine runs on compressed air. The system uses 2 compressed air tanks powered by a regular automotive electrical system. The air powers a 2-cycle, piston-driven mechanism, which will drive the car. Now, this thing's really beautiful, says Brown. It doesn't use gas, and it doesn't pollute.
No more pollutant here than putting air in a tire and letting it out once again. If we had any exhaust, it would only be pure air, which would do no more harm to it than running through a window fan.
Rusty, you have one of these in your car yet?
No. I have a little 4-cylinder German-made engine that is out of a little station wagon, compact station wagon, that's ready to set back in there. And I propose just as quickly as possible to get it on the road. I've been advised by my attorneys until we had the patent not to put it in public use.
How long until that driver on the block?
Oh, I would propose 3 to 6 months.
Brown says this engine will cost less than the car you buy on the lot today. Although it doesn't need a lot of things, it will need some more batteries. WKLO, communicating at 1116. It's recording.
It's 10 minutes past 11. This is Michael Scott, KLO Communicates. The California Marijuana Initiative organizers get a big boost in their drive to have grass decriminalized. The latest field research poll shows 51% of California voters favoring easing laws against pot. 4 years ago, only 22% shared that attitude. 32% favor legalization. 16% favored it 4 years ago. The CMI is currently gathering petitions for a move to put a decriminalization initiative on the ballot this year. Marijuana reform is also in the works in Michigan. 2 state lawmakers are lending their expertise as attorneys to a revived petition drive. Dale Warner, facing criminal charges for possession and use of heroin, says he'll serve as a responsible government official and give legal information and factual data. Perry Ballard, who admits to smoking a J now and then, says he'll submit the petition's legal language to the Attorney General to avoid legal hangups. The proposed law would allow local conservative communities to exempt themselves, but if they do, violations in such communities would be considered only a misdemeanor, punishable by not more than a $100 fine. It's called Operation Way Out. No, it's not a freak show. It's a program to give work experience to juvenile delinquents. Tina Showalter of Varsity County Crime Commission heads up Operation Way Out, and Tina says it's unique.
We will really gear into changing that person's attitude and really putting him into a work situation that he wants to be in. You know, not just a janitorial job or not just something to give him a job and just let him stay there, as in many programs are. They've got their opportunities for the kids and they say, here you are, here's your job, go to it. We want to ask the kid, what do you want to do? If you had your druthers about what you want to be when you grow up, where do you like to start? You know, what are you interested in? And then we'll go from there and get him a job that he's interested in.
Project Way Out was to have started at the first of the year. The Crime Commission hopes there'll be no more delays to put off next week's starting date. Kentucky's chances of going
leading to a postseason basketball tourney may have gone down the tubes tonight when the Wildcats are upset by Auburn 99-97 in an overtime at Auburn. Kentucky gets 30 points from Kevin Grevey, 26 from center Bob Guyette. The loss, though, lowers Kentucky's record in the SEC to 7 wins, 5 defeats. The Cats overall worksheet to 11 victories and 9 setbacks. Don't laugh at this, but KLO's Dave White drops in with a nostalgia trip.
If you're old enough, you'll remember the Beau Brummels, one of the first of the San Francisco rock groups led by Sal Valentino. If you're not old enough to remember him, that's okay, because the Beau Brummels are coming back. After 8 years of retirement as a group, the Beau Brummels are back together again and rehearsing for a concert in Sacramento this month. Following that, they're expected to head for Los Angeles to work out a recording deal. By the way, in the same vein, Mike Bloomfield's old Electric Flag group is also rumored to be getting back together again in San Francisco. Dave White communicating for KLO.
Culture freaks, listen up. The greater Chicago area will soon get its second large piece of sculpture by Pablo Picasso. The Gould Corporation in Rolling Meadows, Illinois, announces it will erect a 30-foot Picasso-designed concrete sculpture entitled The Bather, executed by the artist in 1962. The Chicago Civic Center is already the site of another Picasso sculpture, which stirred plenty of controversy when it was erected in the 1960s. The super horse turned super stud, Secretariat, is having fatherhood troubles again. Technically, Secretariat has failed to pass his fertility test. Even though he's gotten some test mares pregnant, nobody at Claiborne Farms in Paris is talking. So we check out Lexington veterinarian W.E. Worthington.
No one on the base of a laboratory test can predict that the horse will be up sterile or of poor fertility.
Secretariat owner Mrs. Penny Tweedy says breeding plans for the Triple Crown winner will go on as usual. The American Civil Liberties Union is going to court in Bismarck, North Dakota to sue the Drake, North Dakota School Board for book burning. The book burning incident occurs after high school teacher Bruce Severly assigns Kurt Vonnegut's novel Slaughterhouse-Five and James Dickey's Deliverance to his high school class. While members of the school board object to both books because of what they say are dirty words and a homosexual rape scene in the Dickey novel. A week after the teacher tells his students to return the books because of pressure from the principal, a parent insists that the books be destroyed. Both books are burned in the school incinerator. The teacher then seeks permission to assign Ray Bradbury's book, Fahrenheit 451, a futuristic novel dealing with book burning and censorship. But the principal refuses permission, saying it would be a slap in the face of the local school board. The ACLU suit charges the board with imposing arbitrary and unreasonable restrictions on the teacher's ability to teach, as well as arbitrary and unreasonable censorship. It's a story of one, but really, it's a story of thousands. KLO's Ty Meredith digs on the poor.
Miss Woolley was 79, black and poor. She lived in a shabby little tent with a dirt floor for almost 40 years and paid a neighbor 35 cents a month for water. Every week, Miss Woolley, wrapped in a long dark coat and clutching a cloth handbag and a walking stick, would walk through Fulton, Missouri, a town of 12,000 people in the mining country of central Missouri. But last week, Miss Woolley did not get her groceries. She didn't pick up her check at the post office. Her small form with her red boots and a black stocking cap was seen wandering through neighborhoods where she usually did not go. Then Miss Woolley vanished. Now neighbors think that Miss Woolley has died of exposure somewhere, even though she survived sub-zero nights in her little tent. They promise not to quit looking until Miss Woolley is found. Ty Meredith communicating for KLO.
It's no secret that the price of gas is going up, but an incident in Portland, Oregon just may illustrate what the rest of the country's in for as fuel prices keep rising. A legal price of 64.8 cents per gallon for premium and 60.8 for regular is being charged at a Save More station in Portland. And it's legal, says an IRS investigator, because Save More had to pay more for its fuel. Hold on, it'll reach Britain's buck a gallon yet. KLO communicating at 11:16.
Fine record at 4th and Avery in the Cardinal Shopping Center.
Kentuckiana is talking about the Equal Rights Amendment. 5 more states need for ratification. Are you for or against?
Yeah, I guess I'd be in favor of it. There's so many of them work anyway, a big percent of them, so they might as well just be equal.
Jerry Talbert, Mitchell, Indiana.
Louisville Environment, just ahead of much more music with Dan Mason. Look for Study and Warm. Pollution Index 42, you can accept that. Low overnight 30, high tomorrow 60, low tomorrow night 40. In Lexington, it's 32, Bowling Green 35, and in Louisville, it's 37 degrees. This is Michael Scott.